I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hello and welcome to the Raptors Reaction Podcast. I'm your host, William Liu. This episode of the Raptors Everything Podcast is brought to you by our official sponsor, Kentucky Fried Chicken, the new official food of basketball. So make sure you're never missing buckets. Order yours online at kfc.ca and get it before tip-off. So I'm recapping the Toronto Raptors 123-114 win over the Golden State Warriors. Apologies in advance. I'm not feeling that great right now, so maybe my voice sounds a little strange. But yeah, 2 a.m., the Raptors have defeated the Warriors on the road, just as it was last year when the Raptors went 4-0 when they shut down Oracle. This time around, the Raptors are in the Warriors' gentrified new arena, the Chase Center. They finally moved it back across the bay to San Francisco, and you know, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of excitement for the game, I guess, because the Raptors were going back to just the Bay Area, and obviously there's a lot of great memories from there. The Raptors famously won Game 6 of the NBA Finals last year and won the first ever championship for the Toronto Raptors there last year. But you know, something about it felt really weird. I mean, I think it mostly has to do with the Warriors. They only have four returning players on their roster who were on the 2019 roster. If you think of all the principal characters, you know, obviously Steph, he's been out pretty much the whole year with that hand injury. And Clay, he got hurt by Danny Green on that chase down block attempt in Game 6, and he's been out ever since. Kevin Durant, you know, he got hurt in Game 5, and, you know, he's now rehabbing, you know, in Brooklyn, and eating snake with, Serge Ibaka. And DeMarcus Cousins is, again, also hurt, and he's, I don't even know, he's technically not even on a team. He was with the Lakers, but he hasn't played this year. Sean Livingston retired. Even guys like Quinn Cook moved on. Alphonso McKinney moved on. Like, it just feels weird to play the Warriors. And at least Steph was there tonight, and he made his return, which was great. I'm very happy just for the game itself. Gave the Raptors a bit of problems, but still, you could kind of figure the Raptors are still going to win this game. But it just felt a little strange to go back, you know? The Raptors, for their part, they returned 10 members of the championship team. Obviously, Kawhi and Danny moved on to Los Angeles, but you know, the Raptors still the Raptors. They came in with all the swag, and you know, it was just weird to see, you know, Damian Lee and Marquise Chris and these just Dragan Bender, just some very random players that were there for the Golden State Warriors. But hey, listen, take nothing away from this win. Obviously the story of this game is Norman Powell having a career high 37 points. First off, he's had his career high already set this year with 33, but yeah, 37 for Norman Powell tonight. And you know, it's just such a joy to watch him right now. Since returning from injury, he's scored 22 points, 24 points, and 26 points. Now 37 points, career high. Keep in mind, his left hand is still wrapped. I'm sure it's recovered and he can use it, but also he's still wearing a wrap for a reason. And he's just killing teams, man. He's killing teams. You know, one of the best parts about watching Norm right now is the fact that you just know he's going to go for a run at some point. Usually it's the second quarter. He did it against Phoenix. You know, he really stepped up and sort of led the comeback charge for the Raptors when the Raptors fell down big. And today, it's not like the Raptors fell down against the Warriors. They were just kind of like keeping it close, whatever, you know. To be honest, the Raptors played not much defense. But Norm Powell in that second quarter gave the Raptors this push, this separation when the Raptors got up by 14 by just going supernova. Like, he went 5-of-5 to start that quarter. He, at one point, scored 15 of the Raptors' 17 points in a stretch. He finished the quarter with 19 points in just that one quarter alone. And he just carried it throughout. I mean, it's just everything's working for him right now. It's great to see. I've already detailed his ability to drive to the rim and finish there. He's been very, very efficient in that front. You know, he's, again, you know, whether there's Euro step or whatever, he's just getting to the lane. He's getting to his shot. He's finishing the shot. And honestly, when he's not finishing the shot, he's getting the foul call and he's going to the free throw line. And he's knocking those down. You know, the one thing that's been slightly missing from Norm's game is the 3-point shooting. Since returning from injury, he wasn't as sharp, which, again, totally normal. He has a hand injury. But today, a return back to what he's been doing on the year in terms of the 3-point shooting, around 40%. Norman Powell today, 4 of 8 from deep. And honestly, some very impressive ones. Like one late shot clock situation, you know, he's stuck on the perimeter against Marquise Chris. He looks at him, he just goes, I'll just pull up. Swish, you know, and Norm is playing awesome basketball. One thing I like about Norm today also is that, you know, because Fred VanVleet remains out, you know, with some mysterious injury, I guess the shoulder, there was nobody in the starting lineup to guard Steph. Normally, obviously, Fred VanVleet would do it. He got a Finals MVP for how well he defended Steph. But yeah, I mean, you know, you just don't want to use Kyle in that matchup. To be honest, it's not like Kyle's not a good defender, but just on ball, it's not the best use of Kyle. He's much better as a help defender. And also, Steph's just a really difficult matchup. You don't want to put all those miles on Kyle. So that responsibility fell to Norm. And Norm, you know, I got to give him credit. He did a pretty good job of it. Look, you're not going to hold Curry scoreless. Like, you know, you're not going to shut him down. Even off injury, he looked pretty good. He looked pretty fresh. But, you know, like, in terms of just guarding Steph, he did a pretty good job. Norm, you know, he executed the game plan. He swarmed Curry at the 3-point line, you know, made him, turned him into a more of a driver, more of a playmaker in the paint. And, you know, Steph threw some amazing passes. Steph is like a Hall of Fame point guard, quite possibly, if not the best point guard of all time, like at minimum top three. So he's going to make some great plays. You're not going to shut this guy down. But Norm did a pretty good job containing him. And, you know, Norm took on the Steph assignment defensively with the starters. The bench, it was McCaw who came in and delivered some good pressure against Steph. That one you knew was coming. I mean, as much as it's like people like to make, you know, McCaw and hating him into a meme or whatever, like one of the things he does really well is pressure the ball. And he knows Steph from playing with him for many years. Or for 2 years, like, yeah, he's going to guard Steph. And it was a good matchup for them. So, on the whole, I thought the Raptors did a pretty good job defending Steph. And, you know, I think they were pretty effective in limiting him. But back to Norm, he was great. And he was great throughout. You know, the only mistake Norm made all night, really, was he, on an inbound, the Raptors were up 4 points. They had the ball. They were inbounding maybe like 30 seconds left in the game. You know, they inbound it to the backcourt. Pretty good play, pretty smart play, pretty safe area to inbound the ball. But then Norm gets his pocket picked, and then he fouls. He commits a foul. It was an unfortunate play. You know, it's just, yeah. But, you know, what you like about Norm is that he immediately redeems himself, because on the ensuing possession, the Warriors got a couple of open threes. Somehow they miss all of them. They get a bunch of offensive rebounds. Again, they keep missing. And the ball finally gets kicked out back to Damian Lee, who was actually playing pretty well today. He's been on my fantasy team and stuff like that. Not a guy most people know, but yeah, he hit 5 threes today. He was good. And the kickout pass, you know, in all fairness to Lee, it was a little bit below him. You know, he couldn't get a clean catch. And Norm Powell just comes in, and because there wasn't a clean catch, just like claws the ball out of his hands and goes the other way. And you know, that play resulted in a loose ball or in a clear path foul. So Norm Powell got 2 free throws. He hit both of those, got the ball back, got fouled again, hit some more free throws. And Norm was awesome. Norm was awesome. And he has been incredible. Honestly, you look at him this season, Norm Powell has doubled his scoring. All right. He averaged what, 8.6 points per game last year. Right now, coming into the game, he's averaging 16 points. Obviously, he had 37 today. It's probably going to go up to like 16.2 or whatever. So he's basically doubled his scoring. It's pretty impressive, man. That's pretty impressive. And honestly, if he had been healthy all year, there would be more talk and more discussion and more of a genuine discussion about how Norm Powell is one of the candidates for most improved player. Like, it's kind of amazing what he's doing, especially on the scoring end. Look, he's kind of not one-dimensional, but, you know, obviously he has one role, and his role is to score, but he's done it really well. He's really efficient. You know, he's the second most efficient player in the Raptors rotation behind Matt Thomas, who basically just comes in and shoots, so almost doesn't even count. He's basically the most efficient player in the rotation. And, you know, it's not even like he's just, you know, benefiting from other people or whatever and just finishing plays. Like, he's creating a lot of his own offense, too. And you look at it, Pascal Siakam last year went from, what, 7 points to 17 points, you know, plus 10-point increase. And, yeah, you know, that was obviously enough to get a most improved player. Well, I mean, Norm's basically doing the same thing as he is, as Pascal was doing last year. So, very, very impressed by Norm. He continues to be great and just carries the team just offensively for extended stretches. And he's done this multiple times this year. I thought Kyle was really good. It was really funny that out of all the guys that got announced today, all these returning and defending champions who won the title off the Warriors, it was Kyle Lowry who drew the biggest boos from the, again, the highly gentrified tech bro crowd. You know, it's kind of funny to me, man. It's just funny, you know? It's almost like a sign of respect. Like, you know, you're only going to boo that man that hard because, you know, he hurt your feelings that bad. And, you know, if you go back to Game 6 of the NBA Finals, Kyle Lowry scoring 11 straight points, finishing with 26 points and 10 assists. Funny enough, that's actually exactly what Kyle Lowry had tonight, 26 points, 10 assists. And it was really kind of the same, you know, obviously the stakes are entirely different. But, you know, it was kind of the same flow in terms of just, like, yeah, you know, Kyle Lowry came out, set the tone, made sure the Raptors were got off to a good start, pushed the pace relentlessly in transition. The Raptors got 36 fast break points. That's incredible. 2 points off their season high. And, you know, Kyle Lowry just kind of, as he always does, sets the tone and wanted to win and came out hot. He made a couple of shots. He foul baited. I'm sure, you know, that's a big reason why people boo him is that Kyle Lowry plays the referees. But, like, you know, yeah, it is what it is, man. What star doesn't play the referee? You know, it's just Kyle Lowry looks weirder when he does it. But, yeah, today 26 points, 10 assists for Kyle. Perfect 10 of 10 from the free throw line. Great game. Stepped up in the fourth quarter, hit some pull-up threes, set some really great screens to get the Raptors open. You know, got to the free throw line. Had this great layup where he sneaked it in over Andrew Wiggins. First off, why are the Warriors using Andrew Wiggins as the designated defender against Kyle Lowry? Andrew Wiggins is not a guy who played defense. He's trying harder. He really is. But, I mean, when Kyle Lowry can just beat you on a line drive straight to the rim and you have 8 inches on him and you probably can jump twice as much as Kyle can, but he still gets a layup over you, you're probably not a good defender. And I don't know why the Warriors are guarding Kyle with Wiggins, but whatever. It's good to see the Warriors got another Harrison Barnes. Who else played well today? I thought OG was real solid, you know, just consistent with his play. Oh, and Serge. Serge was really good. Not even necessarily like this was a great game from Serge, like 13 points, 13 rebounds, but it was just really good to see Serge. Like, it felt really good to watch him. It felt really comforting that there was this man who was 6'11" and grabbing rebounds and making hook shots in the paint and just being a presence, a guy who can block a shot in the basket, who can deter a couple of, you know, turn a couple of driving layups into pass outs and kick outs and stuff like that. It was just great, you know. It just brought a stability to the team because, though, the Raptors need their centers, man. Like, it doesn't, it's just refreshing. You know, Serge has missed the last, what, 3 games with the knee contusion or whatever it is, knee soreness. And the Raptors, you know, they suffered because of it. Like, you know, like, Rondé shows a lot of heart. Chris Boucher came in, gave a great effort, but, you know, they need their two star centers back. Well, not even star, but just, like, you know, dependable centers back. And Serge came back in, was as good as he usually is. You know, they started the game looking for Serge a little bit. You know, got him a pick and roll, all the way to the rim, finish. Another one where he sort of pump faked, got his, you know, defender moving, drove it all the way inside for a layup. And it's just the steady Serge Ibaka we've always known. He blocked Andrew Wiggins, you know. Yeah, I miss Serge, man. I really miss Serge. He's a really big part of the team. And it was good to see him back out there. Again, OG, like I mentioned, real solid. You know, defensively, my favorite thing about OG is that once per game, he's just going to, like, rip the ball from a guy. Today, the victim was Eric Paschal, who honestly was outplaying the other Paschal tonight. Although in the fourth quarter, that things changed. But yeah, you know, Eric Paschal had the ball. OG just like kind of just attacked him like a shark, just like bam, bam, give me that ball, and just wrestled away from him, got onto the fast break. And really, the Raptors, you know, defensively, this is where the Raptors won the game. I know the Raptors gave up 114 points, but it was really the defense in the fourth quarter where the Raptors were able to, you know, pull away, you know, limiting Golden State to 25 points, which isn't that even that good, but that was actually their lowest point quarter of the entire game. And, you know, they had multiple sequences where the Raptors would get a steal, get out in the fast break. And there was a lot of, like, clear path fouls in this game, a lot more than usual. It was a little strange, but yeah, OG was really good in terms of that front. And also, one thing OG did really well was, you know, on a couple of possessions, because Steph Curry commands so much attention at the 3-point line, you're pretty much always sending two guys at him in the perimeter. And usually, if he screens with the big man, you're taking Serge out of the picture because he has to come out to the 3-point line to deny the 3-point pull up shot. And so, Steph obviously has been very used to this. This has been happening to him for like pretty much his whole life, basically. And so he's able to drive inside and create like a, you know, 4-on-3 situation for the offense where, you know, the Raptors are just at a disadvantage. And that's where you really need a good help defender like OG Anunoby who can sort of, you know, check the pass and the man in the corner, but also when he needs to rotate over quickly and use his wingspan and strength to disrupt a play at the rim. Because generally speaking, again, Sarge is out in the, you know, more of the perimeter in rotation. You know, there's just... And again, there's an overload for the offense. And, you know, OG made a couple of plays defensively where he would, you know, cause deflections, you know, create a couple of misses with his rotation. So, you know, just a good game from OG Anunoby. He's very solid, you know. Again, a very, very efficient game from him. You look at it, he's the fifth option, especially with Serge Ibaka back in the lineup. But at the same time, 14 points on 5-of-7 shooting, super efficient, 3 threes from the field. Got 3 steals as well, plus 11 in 38 minutes. OG was great. And the only other guy I haven't really mentioned is Pascal Siakam because, you know, this is a game where it was strange. I didn't think he was playing that badly. He was getting to his shots. He was just missing a whole bunch of makeable shots. And there's a lot of frustration. It seems like everybody not wants to, but is paying obviously more attention to Pascal and what he's doing. Obviously, I've done it too, so I'm not excluding myself. But I'm just saying, like, you know, every game when Pascal doesn't score, it's like there's this, like, crippling fear, like, oh my god, are we getting taken for a ride? First off, you don't have to worry about that. Like, if you do, just remind yourself that, you know, on the biggest stage in basketball, the NBA Finals, Pascal Siakam averaged 20 points per game and 10 rebounds, all right, against the Golden State Warriors, against Draymond Green, a defensive player of the year. Just calm down, okay? He scored the game-winning layup in the NBA Finals in Game 6. Also, he had a 15 of 17 game. So just, you know, calm down with, like, the Pascal's maybe a fraud thing. Like, just relax, okay? There's not a basis for that. But today, Pascal was missing a couple of shots. You know, he went 0-7 from the three-point line. A lot of those were very good looks. But, yeah, it was a little weird to see Pascal, you know, not dominating this game. Look, the Warriors sent him double teams and stuff like that, but it's not a team that's that good defensively. We just saw Norman Powell score 37 on them. It was a little weird to not see Pascal sort of dominate as well, but to me, it looked like he had a lot of good open shots and he just missed them. It happens. Obviously, it happens a little bit more to Pascal than other players, but it happens. What you like to see, though, is that in crunch time, when the Raptors were in one possession games, two possession game, they gave the ball to Pascal Siakam. You know, Kyle Lowry did his job carrying the team defense, or, you know, in terms of closing. Norm did his part, but really, when it came down to it, last 2 minutes, give the ball to Pascal. And they worked that middle pick and roll action where Kyle Lowry would screen. Basically the same play they used to run for DeMar DeRozan, where Kyle Lowry used to screen. And yeah, pretty much same stuff, really. The Raptors would create a mismatch. Again, as I mentioned, Andrew Wiggins was guarding Kyle Lowry. So when Kyle screened, Wiggins was generally speaking picking up Pascal, and Pascal was able to get all the way to the rim and finish. You know, they ran 2 plays there back to back, where Kyle got the screen, got Wiggins on, you know, Siakam's able to shake Wiggins and get to his right hand and finish for the layup, driving in. And another play where they switched it up, Norman Powell came over, dragged his man, I think maybe Damian Lee or something like that, and Pascal was able to drive in and finish with going left, and also and one where he missed. But, you know, it was just nice to see. Again, like, whatever. Pascal's going to have these nights. It happens. Obviously, if he's going to shoot so many threes, as I explained previously, like Pascal is overall a good three-point shooter, but he also has a lot of games where he'll go 5-9 like he did against Phoenix, and then 0-7. And then you average it out. You're like, wow, 5 of 16. It's not too bad. Well, yeah, he was really good one game and really bad the other game. But, you know, as long as he can keep getting to the basket and finding ways to do that. And also just not losing his confidence. Again, it just takes a lot of guts in crunch time. I get it. It's whatever. It's a nothing game. And they won the NBA championship. But still, in a game when you're not really feeling it that much, and you're not really going that hot, to step up in like that in the fourth quarter and basically just seal the win is it's great to see. So, also got a couple of rotation notes. Before I get there, though, I want to shout out the KFC bucket of the game. And as a reminder, the Raptors Everything podcast is brought to you by our official sponsor, Kentucky Fried Chicken. Because you're a fan of buckets, then you're a fan of KFC. Order yours at KFC.ca and get it before tip-off. So the bucket of the game is pretty straightforward. Terrence Davis. Terrence Davis had an amazing play. Okay, first off, Terrence Davis not even played that well today. A little lost, out of place, basically, defensively, offensively. Just a little shaky. You know, but he made two impact plays. Basically, got two buckets of the game. First one, he drove inside and had this like incredible Dr. J-like dunk. Basically, just like held it basically perpendicular to his body, really, really stretched out and dunked it on drive. And then another one, then this is really the KFC bucket of the game, where he ripped out in the rebound and just drove hard, like, and beeline straight to the other way. And honestly, maybe it was just the Warriors didn't play that great defense. You know, Wiggins was picking him up and he had him the whole way, but then Terrence just went all the way down and just dunked it. Like, it was an amazing highlight. I don't know how else to explain it otherwise, other than, you know, just go watch the highlight. It's incredible. It's funny because, again, Terrence didn't even have that good of a game, but he had the play of the game. And, again, that just kind of shows the kind of potential that this guy has as a rookie. He really is that explosive. But there's the other rotation notes. So, very strange game in terms of just, like, what you'd normally see. Again, Serge coming back starting helps a lot. But there was still this option of what you do at backup center. Chris Boucher was awesome against the Suns. Barely saw the floor today. Rondé didn't see any minutes in the first half, and then he played in the second half. Defensively, he was okay, but, you know, the Warriors immediately zoned the Raptors, and it was kind of awkward. Matt Thomas barely saw any minutes. McCaw saw some extended minutes. You know, actually not that bad today. I don't see a reason why anyone would complain about him today. And then Terrence, again, he had 10 points, and he led, you know, the scoring off the bench, but he was also kind of shaky, so his minutes were limited. So, yeah, you know, as the Raptors get healthy and send, you know, they're going to have to figure out their rotation. For the most part, they know what their 7-man rotation is going to be. They just need to find that 8th and 9th guy. And on a nightly basis, honestly, with so many options, they can kind of pick and choose who they're going to go to. Like today, for example, the Warriors didn't really play a backup center, so Boucher didn't really play that much. You know, it's going to be like that. Other nights, you know, against Phoenix, for example, you might need some more presence on the rim and you go for Boucher. We'll see. So, in terms of your three stars tonight, first star, I'm going to give that to, obviously, Norm Powell. 37 points, a career high, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 steals, 13 of 20 shooting from the field, 4 of 8 from the three-point line, 7 of 7 from the free throw line, 38 minutes. Norm Powell, since coming back, has been sensational. And, you know, just here's hoping the Raptors have a game coming up against Detroit later in the month. Hopefully Norm skips that game because seems to be always Detroit that gives him some problems injury-wise. But, yeah, Norm Powell, we just got to keep him safe, keep him healthy, and keep him productive because, yo, he's been incredible of late. Your second start tonight, that's got to go to Kyle Lowry, 26 points, 5 rebounds, 10 assists, 2 steals, 6 of 14 from the field, 4 of 12 from the three-point line, 10 of 10 from the free-throw line. Yeah, just great. And also love that, you know, he only played 33 minutes. You know, Nick Nurse did go for an extended stretch there with pretty much an all-bench lineup with OG as the primary, as the only starter with them to start the fourth quarter, and that was against Steph and Wiggins, if you consider Wiggins a positive player. And somehow it worked. But, yeah, that bought the Raptors some time, and Larry's minutes were cut down a little bit, and that's always good to see. You know, Larry playing 33, Serge playing 30, and even in a game that was close, you know, just good restraint on the part of Nick Nurse. But yeah, Kyle was great. You know, set the tone for the team. Again, 26-10 in the Bay Area for Kyle Lowry. Never going to get tired of seeing that. And then in terms of your third star, a couple of ways you can go with this. But ultimately, I'm going to give it to OG. I thought OG was real solid. 14 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, or 3 steals. 5 of 7 from the field, 3 of 4 from 3. In 38 minutes, you know, plus 11, you know, just, again, just really solid defensively, played his role really well. Serge can get a shout here, even Pascal with the 2 clutch layups, but, you know, OG's been playing well, and, yeah. So, in terms of your Gerald Henderson Award, that's got to go to Damian Lee, 23 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, a steal, 5 of 12 from the 3-point line. Honestly, you know, not that different from Klay Thompson today. No, I'm kidding. Klay's obviously amazing, but... yeah, he was solid, you know. Again, it's hard to identify most of these players on the Warriors. It's a very strange team at the moment. But, you know, they have guys that step up. You know, once in a while it's Jordan Poole. Today it's cold. Sometimes it's Damian Lee. Sometimes it's Kai Bowman. You know, they got a weird team. But, yeah, Damian Lee was solid tonight. Obviously, hit the 3 at a pretty good rate. So, yeah. And he also fouled out. I mean, he was guarding Norm Powell, so that's tough. It's tough, but at least offensively, he gave them some boost. So that does it for the podcast. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Once again, you know, programming note, you can watch Run It Back. It's come out this week. Me and Alex discussed, you know, Pascal's development and also OG's development, a little bit of Norm as well. So go check out that. You know, on Friday, I guess this is probably when you're watching or listening. It's probably on Friday because you're probably not up right now late. But, you know, Around the NBA is also going to be out there too, where we sort of, me and Alex sort of banter about various topics around the NBA. So you can watch both of those on the Yahoo Sports Canada YouTube page. And yeah, just, you know, shout out to the sponsor KFC. But, I'm tired. It's like 2:30 now and I'm really not feeling that great. So the Raptors got the win. Things are good. The Raptors are slowly getting healthier and healthier and healthier and, more good things are to come. So, I'll talk to you after the next game.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started. Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.